66, exercises 5 and 6. Listen to Mia and Luke talking about a sport called Sepak Takraw. Does Mia want to do the sport? Why? Then listen again and complete the chart about Sepak Takraw.
That's a strange picture, Luke. What are those men doing?
They're playing Sepak Takraw, Mia. It's a popular sport from Asia.
What's Sepak Takraw?
It's a combination of volleyball and football. Some people call it kick volleyball.
Volleyball and football in one game? Sounds interesting. Where do you play it?
You play it on a court with a net. The court can be inside or outside. There are two teams, one on each side of the net.
That sounds like volleyball. How many people can play it?
Each team must have three players on the court. Volleyball teams have got six players.
Okay, so they've only got three players. What are the rules of the game? How do you win?
You must get the ball over the net.
Volleyball players hit the ball over the net too.
Yes, but in Sepak Takraw, the players mustn't touch the ball with their hands or arms.
How can they play without using their hands?
That part is similar to football. They hit the ball with their head, back or legs. They also kick the ball over the net.
Wow, that must be difficult. Is the net high?
Yes, it is. They must jump up to kick the ball. It isn't easy.
I'm sure it isn't. Do you need any special equipment to play Sepak Takraw?
No, you don't. That's one of the great things about it. All you need is a ball and some good trainers. The game is popular in Europe now because it's good exercise and it's fun. I'm thinking of joining a Sepak Takraw team.
Well, have fun, Luke.
There's a team for girls too. Why don't you join it, Mia?
No, thanks. I like sports, but Sepak Takraw sounds difficult.